Back now with Day to Day, all sorts of unlikely people are now calling for America to reduce its dependence on foreign oil. Take a new group of business leaders and retired military generals. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. And Amy, tell us more about this group.
It's calling itself the Energy Security Leadership Council, and it's got a pretty interesting roster of names. Consider that the co-chairs are the CEO of FedEx, Frederick Smith, and a retired Marine commander, General P.X. Kelly. Others involved are executives from UPS, Dow Chemical, Southwest Airlines, Waste Management, as well as a former Navy secretary and Air Force chief of staff. And what this group plans to do is to lobby Congress for things like subsidies for alternative energy and tougher fuel economy standards. They're rolling out a bunch of TV and print ads. And today they released a series of recommendations for reducing U.S. dependence on not just foreign oil, but oil altogether.
And specifically, what are those recommendations?
Well, one proposal is to raise what are known as corporate average fuel economy, or CAFE standards, by 4% a year. Some of these companies operate large fleets of cars and trucks, so they could clearly save a lot of money there. They're also pushing for increased diplomacy with oil-producing countries to prevent supply disruptions. These aren't exactly revolutionary ideas, but what's interesting is the source. Marketplace spoke today with Bob Hormats. He's vice chairman of Goldman Sachs, another company involved in the group. He says while these companies don't agree on every measure, they are taking a longer view of the cost of oil dependence.
It's not so much that we draw immediate benefits from the price of oil going down, but we draw a lot of benefits from the fact that if the economy is sounder and less vulnerable, it's good for our clients, it's good for us, it's good for the future of the economy.
And Amy mentioned a lot of big names, a lot of CEOs. Will the lawmakers in Washington listen?
Well, this group is clearly going for maximum legitimacy. You've got, on one hand, military leaders pushing security issues, and business leaders, on the other hand, making economic arguments. And apparently, Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman was quoted saying the group's makeup did cause him to sit up and take notice. And they've potentially got a more receptive audience come January when the Democrats take control of Congress. But not all of these issues are going to go down very well. For example, one proposal is to open up oil and gas exploration along much of the U.S. coastline. So they'll be up not only against industry on some issues, but environmental groups on other issues. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we hear about the strange appeal of an abusive new search engine that comments on your every query.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.